and you didn't, you left your line, your lines loose when you wanted them to go ahead, but when you wanted to back up, you pulled back on the lines and told them back. They understood all those words. Mm-hmm. If they'd been, when they were first breaking them, they had to be hitched with another horse that did know the terms till they learned. That was the way what they called breaking a horse in, was mm-hmm. hitching a young horse with an old horse, and the old horse would hold him down, kind of.
Let him learn the lines, so to speak. What did you put your feet in when you rode a saddle?
The stirrups.
And the thing that went under the saddle and held the horse and the saddle together?
Girth.
And the thing that you put around the horse's head if you were going to break him?
Well, it was a bridle.
And was this made out of rope or leather?
Well, you taught a horse first to lead with a halter. And that could be leather, or it could be rope. Mm-hmm. My father braided them out of rope. He broke all of his young colts with in the wintertime. He sat by the fire winter evenings and braided small rope and that. And he did a lovely job of doing those bridles.
He took pleasure in that, too.
And the nicest bridle I ever saw was made out of the horse hair that the Indians made. They collected the horse out of the hair out of the horse's tails and manes, you know, that long, stiff hair, and dyed it with the different dyes that they had with their weeds and oak leaves and different leaves and things that they made. Mm-hmm. The Indians, you know, knew a lot of that kind of, of thing. And the nearest we ever got into trouble, I guess, was with one of those hair bridles. An Indian had made it. They resented the white people coming in, and we were camped up here, as I told you, at this Darlington Concho Indian School place. And we were camped on the Indian grounds because we were close to the springs where we could get water. And they allowed us to do that. And they took, this fellow had made this bridle, and he took it out and dropped it intentionally. We knew that he did it. And one of the fellows that was working for my father saw him drop it, and he didn't think the Indians saw him, and he went and got it and put it in my father's feed wagon that he had his horse feed in. And then they went to the Indian agent and told him that my father had stolen their bridle. And the Indian agent said, "I can't think that of James. I don't believe he would do that." But he said, "We'll go talk to him." And of course my father said he didn't know anything about it. He'd never seen it. He'd seen the man working on it, but he had never seen it since he'd got it completed. And so they said, "Well, you let us search your wagon." He told them yes, and of course there it was. So we had to go on to the railroad right away and camp from that on. And we had hardship getting water because we couldn't go back down there for the water. But then the fellow that got it came and told them that he had found it, that he didn't steal it, he found it. And the Indians knew that he did because they saw him pick it up. They had somebody out on a lookout somewhere up on the hill watching to see who got it and what they did with it. They knew just exactly where it was. But they were always sitting around, just gazing around over the country. You didn't think anything about it. Well, we got into trouble there two or three times with the Indians. Never had any serious trouble.